Now, I'd like to ask Francesco Ranieri, in charge for responsible for monitoring, evaluation, and financial instruments of the Puglia region in the south of Italy, to speak about the guarantee instrument of the Puglia region.
So let's say that when it comes to the agri platform, maximization of the contribution by external factors induced financial leverage. So we also included the possibility of acquiring experience in the use of a financial instrument, fostering the concession of loans and reaching a higher number of beneficiaries. For the regional instrument, the objective was to identify a management subject, a managing subject, who would be in contact with the local representations of the credit institutes. This was also due to the need of reaching and covering those beneficiaries for whom it was most necessary to promote access to credit, i.e., young farmers who were not admitted to the guarantee fund for the regional fund. Now, given this complementary nature, on the one hand, we have an uncapped guarantee facility, so loan on loan for 50% of the guarantee. The management body is the European Fund with its interlocutors as envisaged by the EU regulations. Admissible instruments are in line with measures 4.1 and 4.2 of the Rural Development Fund, and the instruments are mediated by the financial intermediaries, which have been selected by a process where for a call for interest was launched to identify the intermediaries called upon to operate in all the various regions. The loan guaranteed, the maximum guaranteed loan is 550,000 in the region of Apulia, whereas the Confidi instrument aimed at focusing on public grants, focusing on those beneficiaries which had already been pre-selected by the management authority and were acknowledged, accepted for the regional fund for the private share, guaranteeing loans for up to 50 or even 80% for young farmers. In this case, this was a percentage worked out by the percentage set aside by the fund for guaranteeing losses. In this case, there were some operational difficulties because the financial intermediaries considered it necessary to provide traceability of the transfer of the benefit to the end beneficiary of or end recipient of the loan. After that, other similar national instruments in order to tackle the pandemic-induced liquidity crisis that allowed financing these amounts at zero cost. And this, we're currently assessing whether it's possible to proceed by involving the Apulia-based financial company. As for the portfolio guarantee instrument, in the next slide, we have a focus on this instrument, so we can move on to the next slide, where we can see how the eight regions have participated in the fund, contributing to the various rural development funds, regional funds with their own contribution to be summed up to the amounts made available by the European Investment Fund. The total amount is 200 million, with a split that is more or less even between 4.1 and 4.2, 45.4% for 4.1 and 54.6% for measure 4.2. As you can see, we have different targets. The minimum leverage is 4, is times 4. You can see it on the left-hand side of the slide. You can see that the portfolio loans guaranteed at 50% by the financial intermediary and by the EIF may reach a leverage amounting to 4, which means a total of 36 million euro, with a contribution, an initial contribution of 9 million euro. That's the situation in Apulia. And then, when assessing the risk of the loans portfolio, the leverage may actually reach 6% because the percentage of cover for senior risk is increased in that there are further resources made available by the fund. On the right-hand side in the image, you can see for each region a minimum leverage and a target leverage, which may change from 5 to 9 times the contribution provided by the Rural Development Fund. In the next slide, we see some details on the case of Apulia with 5 financial intermediaries and a loan portfolio presented at the portfolio of 150 million euro overall volume at the time of the call for interest. And banks can provide contributions for up to 54 million, the target leverage. So 54 million is the net amount made available under the RDF, or reaching this overall total of guaranteed loans. So we have the first installment of loans already provided in Apulia, faring better on average than the national average of other regions, of all Italian regions. So out of 54 loans, 15 refer to Apulia. 2 million out of 10 is the percentage absorption of the first installment, i.e., 25% higher than the national average. The average loan is 100 million euro for farmers under 4.1 and 250 million euro for food processors for 4.1. For the first installment of volumes provided in the first installment in Apulia, we have nearly achieved our target leverage, i.e., considering the amount of resources transferred by the fund, 2.5 million euro net of the management costs. The authorized volumes for this first installment are 12.8 million euro. It's also important to highlight how banks in the implementing phase are somehow competing against each other, because at the time when there's a loan portfolio and the bank has a given trend in entering the loans and granting the loans to its beneficiaries. But at the same time, it's also possible to compensate for that, allocating the resources to the best performing banks, so that companies that would have difficulties in accessing the loan, even in the presence of guarantees, might actually not access the funds. So we could consider considering how the resources are allocated with a view to promote and incentivize access to credit. This would be detrimental to the leverage because, of course, the loan portfolio would end up being somewhat riskier.